And at this time, we're going to share some of those memories and fond times with Joel. And to lead us off, we're going to invite forward his wife, Audrey. She has some special words to share with us. Audrey, would you come forward?
This is kind of overwhelming. Thank you all for coming. It really means a lot to us. So, sorry. I know better. All right. thank you all for coming. I am very overwhelmed, but this means a lot to us. My family and I want to thank all of you for coming today to help us celebrate the life of my Mr. B, their dad, and Papa Joel. Your prayers, love, concern, and visits have meant so much to all of us. Joel was born on December 20th, 5 days before Christmas, and Joel's mother was not a happy camper. It was the beginning of World War II, and his dad had just gone off to war, and now she had to spend Christmas in the hospital. On top of that, Joel was a very colicky baby. Joel was the fifth of eight children, and he always liked his spot in this family. He had three older brothers and two younger brothers, which put him in the middle with his older sister, Barbara, and his younger sister, Susie. When the older brothers joined the Air Force, Barbara became the little mom to the remaining four. Joel and Barb have always been very, very close. Susie loved her brother, Yoli. She was his tag-along. Where Yoli went, Susie went. When Yoli got in trouble, Susie got in trouble. Yoli was Grandma's favorite. What Yoli wanted, Yoli got. If seven children wanted pancakes and Yoli wanted Grandma's delicious waffles, they all had waffles. Even though Yoli was Grandma's favorite, his brothers and sisters have always loved him very much. Joel's dad and older brothers, Kurt, Paul, and Jay, were all in the Air Force. When it was time for Joel to join the military, he chose the Army. Wow, what he went through with his family. Next brother, Mark, was not about to go through that, so he too joined the Air Force. And now here comes the little brother, Gary, and he decided to follow in his brother's footsteps. He joined the Army. Thanks to a tornado which destroyed their home, Joel and his family moved into our neighborhood. How exciting and convenient for me. I quickly became friends with his sister, Susie. You know, I could go see her anytime. When my little nieces and nephew came to visit our family, I was more than willing to take them for a walk around the block. It often took a long time to get around this one block, however. My parents soon caught on, and they weren't very happy. In their minds, I was way too young, 13. We often had to sneak to the neighborhood grocery store to see one another. Joel always had a heart of gold, and especially for people with special needs. One of my sisters, Evelyn, was born with cerebral palsy and was unable to walk or talk. When Joel offered to take Evelyn for a walk in her wheelchair around the neighborhood, my parents were delighted and always said yes. But I was never allowed to walk with them. Joel was stationed in Germany for 3 years. When he came home from the Army, my dad had much better feelings for him. Why? My foster dad served in the Army in World War I, and they were both in the artillery. All of a sudden, Joel was a really good guy. Joel and I had a very special relationship for 9 years before we got married. We often had to go our separate ways for different reasons. So the theme songs of our lives has always been Right or Wrong, Day by Day, Always You, Always Me, and Together Again. He proposed to me on March 22, 1966, and we were married 1 month later, April 22, 1966. This month marks our 53 years of marriage. Everybody here knows Joel in different ways and different walks of life. So I hope you will share some of your memories with us today. We would really like to hear them.